The question that was posed for tonight's talk was, can children learn anything at Sudbury Valley School? And actually, this is a question that people ask all the time. I mean, if there's anything that we hear over and over again, we hear it at open houses, we hear it when we meet people outside, we hear it at interviews, we hear it during the open, during the visiting week, we hear it after a child's just enrolled, we hear it after a year, after two, we hear it from parents, and we hear it from children who have gotten some of the anxiety from their parents, some from their peers, and some from within themselves. So I'm going to talk about that question at some depth and length. I think it's something that needs a real perspective, historical, philosophical. It's not a simple question. It's not something you can answer superficially. And the way I'm going to go about it is I'm going to start at the end. The question is, can children learn anything at Sudbury Valley? I'm going to start at the end of the question and talk about Sudbury Valley School and talk about the fact that Sudbury Valley is the name of a school. And the reason people send their children here is that so they can go to school. So the first question I want to ask and address is, why should children go to school at all? I mean, why do we send children to school? And the answer is a hard one. I mean, children these days spend their childhood from the age of nowadays 3 to 16, sometimes by law, sometimes 18 if they graduate high school, more preferably these days till 22 when they graduate college, and then, of course, they should go to graduate school, so they can end up going to a school from the age of 3 till, I don't know, 25, 26. And it's a really good question. Why do that? And, of course, the answer that everybody gives, whether it's laymen or the government or educational officials, is they need it to prepare themselves for life as adults. School is a place where children get prepared to live life as adults. And that sounds wonderful. You know, that makes a lot of sense. There's children, there's adults. You got to get them from one place to another, so you build an institution that does that. The problem is that mass education and schools for children just started about 150 years ago. And that's something that we really lose sight of. There's a lot of things, and you'll have to forgive me. People in school who go to seminars that I give occasionally know that I'm notorious for digressions. So you'll have to forgive me for a few digressions every now and then. But the recentness of phenomena that we take for granted is something that often eludes us.